Welcome to the We Are TR podcast. Listen as we talk about what brings us all to this great town. Enjoy.
Hey guys, and welcome to the We Are TR podcast. I'm Brandon, along with Lacey. Lacey, how have you been?
I've been great. I got to go out and visit my son last weekend in Colorado, so that was fantastic.
Yeah, how was that?
It was wonderful.
He's like y'all had a good time. You're just a line dancing.
Yeah,
and all kind of crazy
he's
stuff.
Wearing his little cowboy hat. He actually works in the kitchen, but he still has to dress like a cowboy at night. So that was really fun to see him like dancing and fun to watch him like. There was a cookout night, and he's out there, like, having to check my steak, and, you know, I was like, oh, that's fun. It's just fun to see him at his job. It was a good time.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So, you buying and selling anything this week?
Well, I'm going to base it on that. I'm buying, like, the Colorado non-humidity, guys. I mean, coming back to South Carolina was tricky and sad when it was so humid.
It has been rough the last few weeks here.
Yeah, so I guess I'm selling the humidity,
buying
the dry heat, I guess. What about you?
Yeah, I'm also going to sell the, I'm going to keep it local, though. The intersection in downtown TR, right beside the TR Oriental, you know?
Yeah.
I'm selling that intersection. The people there are, like, so brave and bold to just, like, walk out in front of you now.
It's true. And
I've almost hit people, like, so many times right there because they're just, like, you got a green light and they're still just going.
Yes. And now they changed it so it's, like, a right-hand turn only.
Yeah.
I have forgotten that once or twice and been honked at.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, I'm the person.
Yeah, so I'm done with that.
That's rough.
So, you got anything you'd like to buy or sell before we introduce you?
Let's see. Probably sell on the intersection where Stack's restaurant is.
In Cherrydale?
Yeah.
Oh, it's terrible.
It is awful.
It is.
Light. There,
yes, I would agree with you.
And people cut in front of you, trying to go around you. So,
yeah. We basically want to all fix the roads. So but do you like roundabouts?
I'm becoming a fan of roundabouts.
I love roundabouts.
Yes and no.
A roundabout. I think it makes so much sense.
I just wish they made the one at Walmart a little bit more prettier.
Oh, it's very, it's not attractive.
It is very, very yellow.
I think we should put like something beautiful in the center. Yeah, I agree.
For sure.
A fountain
or something.
Yeah, we'll get on that.
Yeah. Yes.
We are TR Fountain. Maybe we can.
Yeah, we'll sponsor it.
Yeah.
So today we're here with Sharon, and you are a professional organizer. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so tell us.
This podcast, everyone's going to sign up for professional
that's right.
life organizing.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about how you get into being a professional organizer.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm originally from California. I'm a California girl, grew up there. I moved out of there about 1989, and I did a little bit of traveling. I lived in Greece for a while, lived in the Caribbean. I just kind of wanted to see what it was like to travel around a little bit. And then I actually majored in dental assisting, so I did that for
that's what my wife does.
Oh really?
Yeah.
So over 20 years I did that, and the dentist that I worked for, she asked me if I could organize the operatories, and I made everything the same, and she said, can you do my personal office? Okay. And after I stopped working for her, we were kind of trading out services, so I said, okay, I'll organize your house and different things if you give me free dental.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So we did. So that was pretty cool.
That's a good transition.
Oh, yeah. And so I actually got into organizing, believe it or not, when I was a kid. My mom always kept things neat and tidy, and I kind of followed what she did and picking out colors and stuff for my room. And so that's how I got into that, but it was like a hobby kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so the dentist that I work for, she says, you ought to do it for a business. And I never thought about that. So I always did it for friends and family and, you know, did it for free. And then I started that in Daytona Beach when I was living there. And then it just kind of took off from there. And my husband and I decided to move in a quieter area. We loved this area, TR. And I decided to start up my business again. And this time, instead of focusing on staging and the organizing of secondary, I did it the other way around. So now it's organizing is the biggest business than staging. And so I've got a few clients now. So,
yeah. So staging is when you're going to go in and like maybe someone's going to sell a property or something and they want it to look at something. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when you do staging, is that all their furniture or do you guys bring in your own things?
When I was in Daytona, I would rent furniture and that kind of thing. But now I've gotten to the point where if I can use the furniture that the person that's selling their house, if I can just change it up a little bit and put it in different room to make it sparkle for when they sell, I do that. So
it's probably one of the situations I feel like this always happens, like, you know, once you make it look so good, they're like, wait, why are we selling? It looks so fantastic. Yeah. Or the day before you need a haircut, your hair looks great, those kind of things.
Yeah.
So organizing homes, kitchens, whatever people want, what do you feel like is a thing most people are like, okay, here's the thing I can't conquer myself. What do you feel like is most people's?
The garage.
The biggest,
yeah, I bet.
The biggest thing is people that have children and they want their children's room to be more neat.
Right.
Area for a play area, area for them to sleep in. So I try to do a combination of that. Same thing with their closets. I color coordinate it and I switch out. So like if I had a client that wanted me to do their closets in this spring summer, I put in their spring summer clothes. And then when winter comes, I switch it out and then I color coordinate what they want for the winter.
Which sounds amazing. Do you find though that they can keep it up? Like they can keep it on their own afterwards?
Some of them do. Yeah. Sometimes they'll call me back and say, I need you to help me with a couple of things and I'll do that.
Yeah.
So, and I also, along with the organizing part of it too, is decluttering. You know, a lot of people want to hang on to things. And I understand, you know, I had this since I was a kid. And so I help them separate what things they really need and what they don't need. And like, do you totally love this? How often do you wear this? Or, you know, or you want to keep this?
How hard is that? Like, that seems to probably be the hardest part of the job.
It is. Because it's an emotional tie with people, you know, kind of thing. And so if it's something that, like, for example, I just got back from New York, and one of my neighbors has an apartment out there that her daughter lives in. And so I met her sister, and her sister's daughter is in the WNBA.
Okay.
So when I went into their house, she said, I need for you to come back and help me with this because we're going to be selling our house and I need to find a place for my daughter's trophies and her basketball trophies and stuff, you know. And they don't want to part with it, but, you know, and so I'm going to be working with them on that.
Maybe
so.
Some high shelving or who knows. I don't know. That is hard because when people are attached to something, honestly, I'd say probably half the reason we can't keep organized is because of the extra stuff we have. You know, it's some of it we just don't need and we can't. And I think even just the presence of someone else saying, you know, do you really need that? Or what do you think? Probably pushes them to, you know, get rid of stuff that they just couldn't do alone.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it makes it easier for them too when you have another eye looking at it in a certain way. And then a lot of the part of the business is almost like being a psychiatrist.
Right, I bet.
Yeah.
Like, do you need 18 of these? How about we pick your favorite?
Yeah. So that's what a lot of it is. And I have people that start crying. It's like, I really don't want to get rid of this, you know? And,
yeah.
You know, so I help them with that. And if it's really something they want, then I would put it in a special place for them in yeah. their house.
I mean, did you guys ever see that show, Hoarders?
Yeah, I was just about to ask, you ever get in, like, any kind of hoarder situations?
It's very similar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And, I mean, I do think a lot of those situations are more like a mind issue because you're holding on to something for many reasons. You know, my grandmother actually was definitely a hoarder. And when we would visit, like, and I think partly it was because she grew up in the 20s, where, like, she was really, really poor. And so then when she got money and got stuff, she was like, I'm going to hold on to
hang on to everything.
Yeah, I mean, like every newspaper, every, you know, like if we go in my grandma's house and you'd say like, oh, I think that's cool, grandma, she put your name on it and masking tape on the back.
Yeah.
Like, well, when I die, you can have
this.
Yeah.
And, that's that's one of the things I ask them, too. I'll ask them different questions about them. You know, do you have children? Do you have grandchildren? And, you know, what are their ages? And some of that stuff, I'd say, you know, when I was getting rid of some of my things, I would give it to, like, my brother. My brother likes to keep certain things, and he has a special place for it.
Yeah.
And if they really want to hang on to something, I also suggest to get, like a hope chest or a trunk, and they can put their memories in
there. Yeah.
And then they could always go back to look at it.
And whatever fits, you can keep, and what doesn't, you can't.
You ever just have to tell somebody, just go rent a storage building.
Just keep all that stuff there. I've never really understood the storage buildings, though, because what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've done it for, like, short-term things.
Well,
but
sure.
Yeah.
But otherwise, but I mean, obviously, if you're out there and you have a storage building, it's okay. I just don't know what you do at all. Yeah.
And I'm going to be helping my neighbor with her storage. She went ahead and has two storage units, and she closed her business in New York. And so she's got her things in there. She's like, I really need to get rid of some of this stuff. I'm not in that business anymore.
Right, if you don't even have the business, you definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, I make suggestions about where to sell things, where to donate things. Like, some people don't know. And let them know that some places will come pick up things that, you don't need anymore.
Yeah, there's a lot of great services now. I mean, like, things that are worthwhile, you know, to thrift stores. And then there's also, like, great junk removal places now that'll just come to your house and pick it up, which is helpful.
Yeah. How fun is it to go through other people's junk? Is that all, like, you like helped your buddy, like, move his garage out, and you're just, like, looking at all this stuff? And just like, this is so cool because it's not yours, right?
Actually, it is kind of cool because they have a story behind it. And they love to tell the story. You know, like, oh, this is stuff when I was working, and I worked for this, I met, like, Lee Iacocca or something, kind of thing, and so they have a story behind it.
That's honestly probably a really important part of your job, is being that good listener, because a lot of times our stuff is just representing, like, the reason it might be hard to get rid of is it's representing a piece of us, and we feel like getting rid of it is getting rid of some part of your past, and that's hard sometimes, because like, we know how fast life goes, so you feel, I can see that being.
And I wind up becoming good friends with my clients afterwards, you know, because we have that short time together. It might be, you know, all day, it might be 4 hours, it might be a couple of days, things like that. So, and I had one client in TR, and I was actually helping a lady with another business. And she needed somebody to help make labels for a client that had all these files from way back in the 70s. And he actually had an affiliation with NASCAR. So, and Napa Auto and different things like that. So it was really cool that I got to reorganize certain things as files. So that was a big job. That was like a week.
Wow. So go ahead.
Do you normally, like, people, if they're going to hire you, do they kind of hire you per job or per hour or like block of time? How does that work?
Well, I actually, minimum for my services, if it's going to be something short, it would be 4 hours.
Okay.
But I do charge by the hour.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can really... I mean, if you did buy the job, you'd be in trouble. Because some jobs could be like...
You get digging, you don't know what you're going to get into. Yeah,
like 8-day job. I mean, if you, like, I've thought about, you know, I look at my garage, and I think It's funny because I feel like I'm an organized person, and yet you'll have these areas where you're like, just stick it there, just stick it there. You know, and our garage is like that of like, just put it there. We'll deal with it later. And then you walk in and you're like, wow, I can't even find anything.
Yeah. Right. And I had a person I work with, and he has so many different ties, and I'm hanging here and there. And I just like rolled them up and put them nice and neat in his drawer, in one of the drawers that he had. And he's like, oh, wow, I can find my my colors and, you know, ties and things. You know? So it made, you know, made it a lot easier. And same thing with women. There's different ways that you can organize jewelry and just have a creative mind, I guess. And so at one point I took a an oven, the grid that's in the oven, and I just spray painted it. They should like gold. I spray painted it gold and put it up on a wall near her closet and just hung her earrings and jewelry.
How cute.
And she loved it. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I like hanging on my house. I could see it more. What's your favorite, like, do you have a good shoe storing trick? Like, how do you like to store shoes?
Tongue twister.
Yeah, like how do you, like, is it better to stack shoes up? Or, you know, some people get those ones that hang over the door, which I don't feel like.
Just throw them in the corner of the closet.
Right? Yeah. Is that what you really do?
Personally.
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Well, personally, me, I like to have them in boxes.
Oh.
Kind of thing. Some people, depends on where they live. If they are in a small space, then I would hang them up, like, on the closet door inside. Kind of thing.
I've never had success with the hanging, but maybe it's because so many of my shoes are like boots or bigger.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like they need more space. Mm-hmm. I never thought about leaving the boxes.
Yeah.
But in a closet, it depends on how their closet is designed too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if there's a smaller closet in the bedroom, you can actually convert that into something different. So if they have a whole lot of shoes, I would, you know, put it in the small storage closet.
Interesting.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it all depends. So if you go to California Closets or one of the other ones that they have through Home Depot or something like that, you have a combination of where you have your clothes, and in the middle would be an area you can store your t-shirts and shorts and shoes. Kind of thing. You have to kind of look at the big picture. What would be easier for this client when they get dressed in the morning?
Right.
Kind of thing. So, and then I would also suggest to put a mirror in there so they can, you know, see what they're, and then if it's a woman, then they would have an area for their jewelry. So everything is right there.
I want to get one of those mirrors. You know, I don't know if you guys, I'm really similar to my words today. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but like different department stores have different mirrors.
Yeah.
And so I read an article once about that. I thought it was so fascinating. Like your high, like Athleta, like some of these, like Lululemon, however you say that.
Lululemon.
I don't know how you say it. I never have known how to say it. Like they have different mirrors that are like almost like tilted in a certain way to make you look better.
Oh,
that was a Friends episode, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they had. It was Seinfeld, right? They had skinny mirrors.
Yeah, I want those mirrors. So you like go out with confidence, you know?
Yeah.
But they are different, you know? And then you go into like a TJ Maxx, and it's just like that brash light, and you're like, well, whatever. If I look good here, I'll probably look better somewhere.
Well, when I have a fun house.
Yeah. That's funny. So
yeah, exactly. Because I'll try something on, it looks great in the store, and I go home and say,
this is not like the same. I don't look the same here.
Yeah. So do you ever go in and set up like a man caves or she sheds or like, you know, specialty rooms, stuff like that?
Yes. actually I did do kind of a man cave. This friend of mine in Florida was into sports cars. And so he had trophies when he built these little model cars kind of thing. And so he had a whole bunch of different books and reference books that he went by at his desk where he would build the model cars and things like that. So I was trying to figure out where to put the trophies. There's big ones, there's small ones, there's plaques, there's books. All his cars that are in the little plastic containers.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So one area of this bookshelf that he had made I stacked all his cars up on there. And then he had a glass shelving on the wall on the other side near the door. He had a very small, it was like a small bedroom size. And so I stacked all his tall trophies up on top and the shorter ones and then the plaques and got it all situated. And he had this chair in the corner and he had his little TV up there. And he went ahead and he goes, well, I got this flag. It's one of those checkered flags.
Yeah.
So he wanted that somewhere. And I said, let's just drape that over your chair to make it look, you know, this is your
That's
room,
cool, yeah.
model room and all that. So we did that. And then he had a picture of Richard Petty, an old picture of Richard Petty. And so we had got that framed and stuck it right on the side from where his recliner, red recliner chair was, so he can look at that, you know, a signed picture, and he can look at his TV, and then if he's watching a race night, he can just look at where the books are, and I got him in, like, the hardbacks and the magazines and all that stuff, so he was very, very pleased about
That's
that.
Fun.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Do you dream of a man cave, Brandon?
Yeah,
yeah, I'd like to have a man cave, but maybe when all the kids move out, we'll have plenty of bedrooms then.
Yes, exactly. And then you'll be lonely in your man cave. Like, oh, now I actually miss the kids. You don't think it yet, but...
Maybe, we'll see.
You'll see.
We'll see.
Are you organized at home? Do you keep things very tidy, or do you kind of like...
At my home?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm always... I just changed some stuff in my loft the other day. I was like, okay, got that small bed up there. It's actually my... It's my cat's room, I guess you might say. And so I only use that because I have, like, my desk up there and my file cabinet and the rest of the stuff is for the cats. So I want a more little running room for them. So I moved the bed a certain way, and now they got more running room. And one side I got their scratching post. So they have about 5 scratching posts, and I haven't had the heart to pull them out. But I actually took 2 apart and combined one so I can get rid of the ones that got too much. They over scratched and messed it up. So
does that really help them from scratching your furniture?
They don't scratch. They love their scratching post.
Well, that's good.
The sofa, I did put a little bit of plastic around the side, and they're really good about that.
That's good. Yeah.
And I play with them a lot too, so I wear them out.
How many do you have?
2.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever just get somewhere and you're just like, I don't even know what to do here. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah, actually, I did have a situation like that. I had one of my friends help me with this. It was a big project, and it's the funny thing about that is that I'm looking at the big picture, and I see where this person wanted certain things, and I can understand that. So then I would start changing things around, have to pull things out, and the person had a lot of dry cleaning hangers, mm-hmm. and some white hangers that are kind of a mix of stuff. So one thing about being an organizer, you want to have everything the same. So I suggested to have wooden hangers and to make them white. So I actually found a great place that sells them in bulk,
yeah.
and I ordered it online, and I probably had 300 or 400 hangers.
Oh, wow.
I wasn't sure if I would, did I get too much, but I actually was 5 short of what I needed.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I had to go back and then get some more, but yeah, and then once it was done, it looked fabulous.
Yeah.
And this happened to be a male client, and so he was into sports, and he had a lot of different, like, polo shirts and different things. So I organized all his polo shirts to be in one area, all his dress shirts in another area, because it was in different places. And, and so it just made it more convenient.
Yeah, you can find his things, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we all could use, I'm sure if you think of right now, an area of our house, it's like, yeah, that's the one where I need Sharon to come and save it. We always ask some random, like, we kind of draw from this little box some random questions. So we're going to do that now.
Okay.
Okay, first one is, if you could speak any language, what would it be? I think we've asked that before, but let's see. If you could speak any language, what would it be? Totally random.
I guess, probably Greek. I lived in Greece, too, so I learned it a little bit. But, yeah, I just loved the islands. It was just so beautiful. So.
I've never been there. I would love to see that. I'll add it to my list.
I'm sure you'll probably go next week.
Maybe. What do you want to speak?
It's probably Spanish.
Yeah, it seems like it would be the most helpful.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I think French is really cool, but it feels like it doesn't sit on my tongue. Like, I can't make I actually can't roll my R's either for Spanish.
I can't either. I did so bad in Spanish 1 that they wouldn't let me take Spanish 2.
That's hilarious.
I had to switch to, I had to switch to French.
That's really
funny. So I actually did better in French than I did in Spanish.
Well, it does have a lot of R rolling. And if you can't get your tongue into that, I really can't.
Tongue does not roll that way.
No,
it's hard. But it's funny, though. My husband is a music teacher, so when he was teaching me, there was some Spanish songs and different things like that. So it was actually easier for me to sing it. I learned it that way than to actually speak it in a conversation.
Yeah, I'm actually taking a Spanish class now, and just once a week with a friend we made when our family went to Guatemala, so we can maybe communicate a little better. A lot of what he's doing is it's very casual, and a lot of it is songs, so that I guess maybe it's an easier way to get it in your brain or something.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It is harder to learn as an adult. It really is. You missed the window in some ways. next question. Would you ever consider getting plastic surgery? Would you ever get plastic surgery?
Well, family's going to age gracefully.
Yeah. I mean, I think the only way I get plastic surgery is if, I had a car accident or something, and I was trying to restore back to what it was. Yeah. I don't know if I could just go under the knife just because I didn't like my nose or something. I don't know. Yes, you have. You've done it.
No, I'm laughing because when I was in my early 30s, I thought about having plastic surgery to have bigger.
Oh yes, that's funny.
But I said no.
I think everyone's probably thought about it. For me, though, the fear of hurting myself is what would keep me from doing it. I hate hospitals, doctors, needles, knives. So
my wife wants to go the other way. So
yeah. I mean, some of us have different giftings. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, is it with when you get all that loose skin? Is that plastic surgery?
Yeah, I think people do
maybe if I lost a ton of weight, I could see doing that. Yeah.
I think if plastic surgery is the ones where
But then I would probably end up gaining it all back, and I would have no skin. So.
That'd be really funny. Yeah. Stretch really tight. I don't think that's how it works, but that'd be funny. Yeah.
But, after seeing a lot of the celebrities and how they look, and it looks like somebody's pulling their skin back.
They can't speak or they can't smile. I don't want to look like that. No, I definitely would rather age gracefully for sure. And last question, do you have any hidden talents? Any secret skills?
Hidden talents.
So we've started asking this one for the last 3 podcasts because we thought it was so interesting, and yet I've yet to come up with one hidden skill I have.
I was trying to actually think of a new hidden talent that I had for this week, and I just can't think of any for myself, new ones.
I'm good at finding
good at finding deals on flights.
I am good at finding deals. So that is a hidden talent. I am good at finding deals, and I think it's fun to do, so.
Did you coupon, coupons out?
No, I never have. I don't like going to multiple places.
Right, yeah.
It's
I hate
pain
that too,
So I would rather find the best deal somewhere or pay one time. I don't like going to, I have lots of friends who do that. On their grocery store day, they'll hit 3 grocery stores, and I'm done after one. I just can't find it all.
I'm to the point now, I just pay people to come to me.
Right, yeah.
Pay a little extra.
Drop it off at my house, please.
Yes. Any of that. Even my oil change is guy just comes out and does my oil change at the house.
House?
Yeah, it's so nice.
I didn't know that was a business. That's smart.
Yeah. Rotate the tires, everything.
At your house?
Yeah.
Huh, that's cool. All right, hidden skills.
So I don't know talent or whatever, but I mean... I love going to thrift stores and different things, and I'll find stuff that just like the other day, I found this piece of furniture, but it's actually a cat litter box kind of thing. And my neighbor has one, and they actually have one that's made out of mahogany. And they spent like $400 for this.
Yeah.
And I went to Miracle Hill, and I said, oh, it's senior day on Tuesday, you know.
They yeah.
They went after 50, you know. And so I got it for $25.
Are you kidding?
Exact
That's awesome.
Thing, you know, and it's gray, and it matches my house. And so I always find skills like that.
That is a skill, actually.
You know, and another time I walked into Goodwill, and I was looking for different little chairs, and I saw them putting out some really nice dining room chairs, high back, leather seat, dark wood, and I said, oh, how much is this that you're putting it out for? I said, $3.99, and I said, $3.99? He said, yeah, okay, I'm going to take two of them.
Yeah, okay, we'll take them. It is a good skill. I have a friend who's so talented at that. Like, I feel like we can be in the same aisle, and she's like, oh, look, I found this whatever expensive brand is for $2. And I'm like, oh, I just found this thing with holes in it. Like, yeah.
Wait, sometimes I'll find designer clothes. I found a Lily Pulitzer dress, you know.
Yeah.
Or
that is a skill. You also just said senior day is only over 50. That's all you have to be a senior?
Mm-hmm.
My word, you know that I just hit that?
You just hit 50.
Oh, that's so sad. I'm already a senior. That gets me a discount.
Well,
All right. On Tuesdays?
Tuesdays at like a thrift store like Miracle Hill or Goodwill.
Well, I guess I'll take advantage of my deal.
And there's another one called
Get it where you can,
Center.
Right?
That's a thrift store too.
Okay.
But a lot of people, a lot of businesses donate brand new stuff over there. So you can get like cushion for your patio, like that you have there, and it's just pennies on the dollar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out.
Wow. Well, do you have a website, Facebook, Instagram, anything somebody could follow you on?
Yes, I have a website. It's called startorganizingnow.org. And I do have, I have a Yelp page as well, and people can look at the information and pictures. And on my website, you can see different pictures of different things that I've done.
Yeah, well, say it one more time. What was the website?
It's called Start Organizing Now.
Okay, cool.
.org.
All right, awesome. Lacey, where do we find you at?
Travelers Rest here. All of the things.
All right.
Some of the things. Yeah.
You can find me on all of the things.
Literally. All the things. Wait, before we leave, I bet you have an opinion about Threads. Isn't that a new thing?
I have not got into that just because it's reading.
That's right.
Notoriously do not like to read.
It seems like Twitter basically, but for Instagram.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Yeah, they're trying to, I guess, take Elon out. So
yeah, I haven't touched it yet. I don't know if I have.
So I probably won't mess with that.
I don't think I need anything new.
Yeah, for sure. I do too much as it is already.
Yeah.
So.
I have one. And I'm also on Traveler's Rest here.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you can definitely find the town guide. You can click to all the things you need right there. Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming out. This is fun.
Had
a good
you.
Time. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey guys, and thanks for listening to that episode. We really hope you enjoyed it. We would like to invite you every third Tuesday of the month to the Community Tap for Trivia Night, hosted by me and Lacey from the We Are TR podcast. Come out, have fun, have a few drinks, and let's have a good time together.